from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to give you a heads up, a week from today, July the 5th, we'll be doing our show in Allen at the Dallas Card Show. Among the autograph guests, there's one I'm going to add specifically for you, Corey, and you're going to love it. Out there in Allen next weekend, they're going to have Rocket Ishmael, Bob Lilly, Leo De Taveras, Travis Jankowski, Cody Bradford, Dane Dunning, Josh Spores, Ian Kinsler, Justin Foscue, Ezekiel Duran, Evan Carter, and just added Gino Petrolli to the autograph lineup.
That is awesome.
If you're a longtime Rangers fan, that's got to be exciting.
I will add this person to the lineup, Kevin. Oh, not necessarily like a lineup.
Making an announcement?
My kid, Carter, will be there.
Oh!
He is very excited, Mike, to like, he thinks he's going to walk in there with some junk cards and then trade up to a Lamborghini. Like, it's in his mind that this is going to happen. And Kevin, as we've discussed, if there's anybody that can do it, it's probably him.
Yeah.
But he's very excited.
It might eventually be through force, but he'll get it done.
But he's very excited. I've told him, like, look, the Pokemon stuff there is pretty spectacular. Yeah. So he's very excited to go kind of experience that part of it. And as we've discussed, I've been excited for him to get that opportunity. So, yeah.
I think I'm going to set up a table there Friday and Saturday.
He asked, he was like, can
you've
we set
done
up
that in the past?
He goes, can we set up a table, Dad? And I was like, no,
pay for it.
No, we can't. I can't set up a table.
So the
there.
Answer is yes. You just have to pay for it.
I mean, we'll have the 105.3 The Fan table. You know what I mean?
Man. So you're hoping to just leave that up there and he just puts some cards.
Carter just sits down.
I'll talk to Kyle. I don't know if that's going to work.
And while we're doing our radio show, let's see. I will just be on the mic discussing prices of cards while you guys are having a show while it goes over the air. Cause I'm like, well, this is our table.
It's 100. I can't do 80.
Well,
what about 90?
Mike, I'm going to put it to you this way. I think I'm going to need you completely locked in on that day. So I'm just saying I'm going to need you.
Why is that? Just
trust me, because
you're not going to be there.
I'm going to need you for sure. All right.
I don't get it.
Is it time for the C Block, Kevin?
Let's do the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Last week, we had the huge story that took over the entire sports world and pop culture world.
This isn't Hawk Tua, is it?
No, that was a different one.
I learned about that yesterday.
And Kelly Stafford.
Congratulations.
Kelly Stafford, wife of Matthew Stafford,
dropped
this story on her podcast where she discussed and almost potentially embarrassed Matthew Stafford.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date and you were all
Yeah, girl.
Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and Southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he, like, waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out.
Stop.
And he was like,
"This is so hot."
I was like, "This is amazing. It's working."
Yeah. Yeah.
I was get out of my car and he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, "Who? What? You can't tell me that."
All right. So that was the story that had us all shook.
And she had to apologize to, like, the backup quarterback and the family or something?
We're going to get to that in just a moment, Kevin. And, Reggie, that is where that sound effect that Mike's demanded we play from now on.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Has come from. So if anybody's, like, listening and they're like, why do we keep playing that? That's where it came from. Kevin, yes. She has now apologized to Joe Cox.
Real name.
Who was the... the backup while Matthew Stafford was there. Here is the post. It's a picture of him and his family. And it says, "To this beautiful fam,
oh my God,
I am sorry for the media storm that happened last week that made its way into your lives. You had zero involvement in what I spoke about. And in fact, it was y'all's relationship in college that I looked up to and wanted from me and Matthew. You were the couple that everyone thinks Matthew and I was. Y'all were the UGA QB and cheerleader that met and never let go. I love y'all." So there you go. That's her apology, because people started pointing the finger and going, hold on, was she hooking up with this dude?
Like, we have rosters. We can go check.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because everybody knows, hold on, who was the backup there? So I guess now the world's continuing to try and figure out who this guy was, because it was not Joe Cox.
I coached a select baseball team in...
Good for you, man.
11 and 12 or 12 and 13. I can't remember the exact years, but somewhere in there. So I got to meet some Highland Park families, and I was told by multiple fathers, Clayton Kershaw is the person that you want your daughter marrying, and Matthew Stafford is the one you want to party with.
Okay.
So I'm not so sure that with... the way Kelly's saying that Matthew Stafford was the good guy and that this
the Southern gentleman.
Everybody in Highland Park was like, Stafford's the party guy.
Okay. But Clayton Kershaw was...
was like more straight-laced.
He's
like
a hero.
He's just like the... not that Matthew Stafford's a bad guy, but this like Matthew Stafford was clean cut and everything. At least through Highland Park, they're like, Matthew Stafford is a party guy.
And did you see her other like faux apology?
Oh, I have not seen this other one.
Where she got mad at men and she goes, I'm sorry for all of you weak-minded, fragile ego men who couldn't handle this story. Luckily, my husband, it didn't bother him whatsoever.
You manipulated him into loving you. That's why. Like,
is
that's
that what happened?
It's not weak. Yes, she said she manipulated. She went out there and she started dating another guy intentionally so he would get jealous about it. So she knew she was able to manipulate the guy that she was after. That's don't call everybody weak whenever you went out and did something like that. It's weird to me. Anyway.
But she said that weak men need to relax and that Matthew Stafford was great.
He
and fine with his story being out in the world.
It still
is a little weird to me and everything. Like, if I was Matthew, I would be like, I would have not liked you to do that. Like, I appreciate it and everything, but like, that's not cool.
From the 214, I've hung out with both of them and confirm this rumor is true.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. It's just I've been told by quite a few people I trust that that was at least their reputation a decade ago.
All right. Now that leads me to this. I don't know how, but it does lead me to this, Kevin. What is the most amazing human feat? And I'm not asking for websites of human feet. All right. I saw that text. But
so many people like that.
Let me explain this story to you. This morning, I got to the gym and just happened to notice there was somebody running, and they were running, like, for me, what would be running hard, okay? Running hard for about 5 minutes is about as much of that as I could do, though.
Yeah.
Okay? Running hard for what would, for me, and for any typical person, running hard. The entire time I was there, 45 minutes, this person was running hard, okay? When they got done, my workout was done about 45 minutes. They were already on the treadmill whenever I got to the gym. And then whenever I left, they were kind of leaving at the same time. Got to their car. Then went for another run outside.
What?
Yeah. Like, got done running on the treadmill for 45 minutes. And I'm sure people are going to be like, dude, this is just what runners do. I get it. Like, Kevin, We did the Santa run 1 year.
Ooh.
And one of our Tolos there, he was like, look, he discussed with us the depression that he dealt with in his life and how listening to our show helped him. This is when we were still just a weekend show.
Yeah.
But I remember watching him warm up for the Santa run. It was just like a 5K. And that dude was warming up for like 3 hours jogging. And I was like, that looks exhausting. Anyway, this person then goes for another run through the neighborhood. Now, I didn't follow them on the run. Kevin, I had to be somewhere this morning.
Yeah.
I had to be at the donut shop after this so I could get y'all cronuts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mike. They were very good.
They're buttery and flaky. They have dominated the donut. The cronut has dominated the donut.
You think the day of the donut's over?
It's over.
Big donut.
They should stop making donuts and just make cronuts.
Shaking in their boots.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, Kevin, for me, this has always been amazing. And when Jason Garrett used to say this, I agree. Alvin Harper could run all day long. He'd get done running with the ones and he'd go run with the twos. People that can run like that, just hard for 45 minutes and then go do another run like that, it just amazes me. So when I see people do that kind of physical activity, it's always one of those where I'm just like, wow, that's impressive.
So I'm very conflicted here between the competitive eater, because I think that is an amazing physical feat, between the ultra triathlete. But I actually think my answer is going to be something different. And you might think that this was not the most physically taxing thing that ever happened, but
it's, hey, look, this is what regular human thing amazes you.
It's Philippe Petit. There's a documentary about him. They actually made a
Lucius
movie.
Lucius knows exactly
about
what you're
him.
Talking about.
He's the dude who walked the wire between the Twin Towers back in the day. That is the most insane thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Is he still with us?
Yes.
He didn't.
He is. Now he's 74. No, he didn't fall. He did great. And so he used to just like do that for fun. I'll walk across these buildings. And then he like got bored and needed a challenge. And so he walked a tightrope between the two Twin Towers. Which
my palms literally just got sweaty thinking about.
To me, that's the most amazing thing that has been done by a human.
Have you ever, like, did you see that in person?
That happened before I was born.
So no?
So yes, so no. I'm sorry.
You can get your time travel machine and
I feel like
back through for a day.
And I do think that people would be disappointed if I could go back in time. And I was like, I just really needed to see Philippe Petit's walk across the wire. There'd probably be so many other things people would want to do.
From the 6'8" soccer players do it all the time. And they don't run for 45 minutes like that person did all the time. We see soccer players, they'll run up the field, then the ball gets sent back, and they'll jog, or maybe they'll even walk.
Yeah.
But I mean,
consider training and those types of things.
Okay.
Where you're
that,
doing
and that's
that
probably,
level.
That is part of it.
Yeah.
When I see a normal person doing it at the gym, that's wild to me. Like just a normal person doing something like that is always wild to me. From the 972, Cowboy James Lawrence completes the 100 triathlons in 100 days.
So I'm looking up this story right now. That is insane.
And Eric Chiafalo.
I don't know who this person is.
With his
I haven't
new
seen
short
you
hair
since this.
Right. No glasses.
I forgot.
This is so weird looking at this guy.
I don't
has
like
stepped
it.
Into the studio.
I was going to just pull up to Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday and surprise you guys.
You do look handsome, but change confuses me.
It does.
No, I'm
and no every, glasses.
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing's ridiculous right
new
now.
New human.
I have the most impressive thing that a human can do.
Uh-huh.
There's a kid that in less than 5 minutes can juggle 3 Rubik's Cubes and solve them all
amazing.
At the same time.
In less than 5 minutes.
There's an adult who can do it in like 30 seconds.
That's stupid. That's just dumb.
Isn't that the most impressive
thing?
That's
insane.
It doesn't get any more genius level everything.
Tough. But do it while you're juggling.
I can barely juggle.
And solve all 3 of them while that doesn't seem physically impossible.
If I get through 3 rotations juggling
possible,
3 things, I've accomplished something. Usually it's like 2 and that's it.
What did that's I say?
You said it doesn't seem physically impossible.
Oh,
I understood.
Gosh.
You meant, hey, look, I said go get Rangers. So sometimes you just say things.
Hey, dude, go get those Rangers.
I understand.
Yeah. From the 214, shout out to childbirth. Those babies are big these days. Are babies bigger now than usual than they used to be?
What? I don't know. My mom likes to tell this story all the time about how my sister was 11 and a half pounds when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my sister doesn't want her to tell that story anymore because she's like a little like thin person. But she's like, she was 11 and a half pounds when she was born. I can't even imagine that.
That's pretty huge.
That's a huge child.
It is.
The 214, the gym that I go to, I've seen a guy who dresses up as the Denton Spider-Man on the treadmill for at least an hour. And then he does stuff before and after. No joke. And he's in a Spider-Man suit.
I went to college with the Spider-Man.
You did?
I mean, is he still there? Is he always
there? That's what they say. They say they've seen him. They've seen the guy. So maybe I didn't see him whenever I was there.
Okay, so you didn't see him when you were there.
No.
He was definitely all over campus when me and Walchuk were there.
What do you think about this? Chiafalo, this feels like something you would appreciate right here.
Did you know Walchuk in college?
Yeah, that's where we met. That's where we fell in love.
I can see that. From the 817, a guy ate the Big Texan 72-ounce steak in 9 minutes.
Is that a challenge you're up for?
Oh my gosh.
You will
72
die.
Ounces of steak. That's too much. I mean, I've been fool me once with the waffles, right, Reg?
That was your fault. You can't hear me right now, but that was your fault.
He said that was your fault.
He said you're right.
That was my fault. Yes, I can't make that same mistake.
You chose to like do that?
I chose to do that. I actually thought that was plausible.
What year were you at UNT with Zach?
We were there. Well, we did some years at community college, so I do have to.
Oh wow, you've gone like way back, huh?
Well, we were separate during community college. We met at UNT. So, but I think we were there from like 2015 to 2018.
Okay.
So,
learning more about you guys. Did you ever think in 2024, back in that day, that you're like, you know what? We'll never beat Medicare.
We'll never beat Medicare, dude. And that's why today is such a special day. And how could you not have a smile on your face after something like that? When you start the weekend with a victory, you're like, this is going to be a great weekend.
Yeah. Do you want us to talk about that time you were waving the towel after the Rangers won the World Series and what was said at that point?
I don't want you
we
to talk about
that. We got the video. It still
you know
exists.
Go to break or
you know what, Chiafalo? We just ran out of time for the segment, so we do have to send it because we got Masterpiece of the Week coming up. Thanks, Eric, for hopping in.
Bye. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is also Shout Out Friday. Hey, guys, there's a family in my church that is having to make some very difficult decisions today about their father that has been in the hospital. Please send prayers and positive thoughts. Shout out to them. Man, that is obviously a tough, tough time. And then from the 817, shout out to Jesus, Lord and Savior of many. I'm struggling, but he gives me hope that he will show me the way. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Coming up next, going to be a packed segment. NFL overreaction or reality plus Masterpiece of the Week. All of it coming at you next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a minute. But first, more NFL overreaction or reality. Are you prepared? There are no questions about the charcuterie board today, because Lord knows that took up most of our time.
All right, well, let's see if you can try again.
Overreaction or reality, Saquon Barkley will rush for 1,100 yards this year and also have 700 yards receiving.
I don't think he can stay healthy enough.
His career high is 1,312 yards rushing and in a different season, 721 yards receiving.
I need to look at their roster again.
The tough thing is when the Cowboys play the Eagles, how many possessions will the Eagles have as we are just pounding it with Ezekiel Elliott?
You know
the
what?
Whole game?
I'm going to get to that question in just a minute, Mike.
Oh, I had no clue.
Or a version of that question.
They have Kenneth Gainwell still, and they got Will Shipley. I just feel like they like to use lots of different running backs, and Jalen Hurts likes to run the ball too. So I just don't know if they're gonna production's gonna be that much, or if it's gonna be necessary for them.
Well, since Mike insisted, we immediately go to this question. NFL overreaction or reality? Ezekiel Elliott will log 42 first downs for the Cowboys this season. This season, I know you're going to be like, which game?
No, which month?
Okay.
Yeah, 10 a game.
He had
4 games.
He had 45 first downs last year.
And that was on the Patriots?
That's right.
Heck yeah.
Last year with the Cowboys, he had 56 first downs.
What's his, do you know his most first downs?
His most first downs was his rookie year. He had 102.
102, that's, okay, that's a lot.
He hasn't lost a step from what I hear from our head coach.
He will have opportunity.
But he's also not going to be the every down running back, not losing a step from when he was the best running back in the NFL, hasn't lost a step. We refuse to give him the ball as many times as when he hasn't lost a step. Do I have that one correct?
Yes.
So I want to make sure.
And I don't see what's so confusing about that for you. Okay. Just kidding.
Probably not. I think he's finished.
Okay. Overreaction. Corey, what say you?
No, I think reality. I think he's going to get plenty of usage, plenty of opportunity. Mike McCarthy's looking at it going, he's the only veteran running back I have on this team. I have to use him. So I think they're going to use him because that's the only one they trust.
Is that scary for you?
I think it's scary for McCarthy.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I think it's scary for McCarthy. I think he insisted on Zeke coming back.
Did he?
I think he did. Because he was looking at his
Jerry Jones thing.
I think he was looking at his running back room going, I don't have any running backs. I need somebody. And let's try and get this guy. Because y'all aren't going to get anybody else. And that's, you know, like, I do think that this is a thing that Mike McCarthy was insistent upon.
Let me ask you this. Serious question. Do you think he can run outside the tackles at all?
No.
Like, he's not ever going to get there.
I don't.
Like, every linebacker is going to be waiting on him if he... So every run has to be inside the tackles at this point with his speed and agility.
Or you're going to have to be better in the screen game with him, too. Like, you know...
He can't catch!
Well, that's the way it is. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you right now. He can't hit. And one of the things I didn't like about what they tried to do with him was they tried to run him like slant routes and stuff like that just he couldn't do. He was better whenever he was in shorter passing situations, but then Dak didn't really have the great touch either at getting those passes down. So it's a weird combo right now.
NFL overreaction or reality, the NFL will see what happened with all those people having to get their fingers amputated, and they will move a playoff game this year because of bad weather.
Have you looked at the almanac this year, Kevin, to see what the weather's going to be
no,
like?
No, I think we established.
Yeah, it doesn't help because it'll be next year.
We have extreme hot zones right now.
Oh.
But does that mean we're going to have extreme cold zones this winter?
Wait, yeah, if there's a heat dome, is there a cold dome?
Probably, right?
I
don't know the answer to that.
We're not. That's what they would say on the news, Kevin. This is the hot pocket of DFW or the hot pocket of Texas, North Texas.
I don't know. Move a game. No, don't move a game. Whatever.
I
don't care if those people go and get their fingers chopped.
I think it was ridiculous to have it.
That's fair.
I think it was ridiculous to have it like that. They knew it was coming. They knew people were going to be at arms away.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Raiders will not finish in last place in the AFC West.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos will.
Interesting.
I disagree with Mike on this.
Oh.
On the Broncos finishing last. I think the Raiders will. I think that's overreaction.
Okay. Yeah, they're bad too.
Okay, but both them,
and they could very well have three bad teams in that division again. I can't guarantee Harbaugh is going to just turn that thing around this year. So
there does seem to be a lot of folks who are just like, they got Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, they got Harbaugh. Awesome. Everything will be fine. Let's go look at the Niners and how long it took him to turn around the Niners then.
Now, I'm going
to
add, not very long, I'm going to add in a quick MLB overreaction or reality. Corey, overreaction or reality, we have an awesome giveaway Monday in the noon hour.
Reality. Absolutely reality. And you can see it at KNC 105.3, where we posted a picture of Mike Bassick holding up. Can we say it? Can we announce it? I think we should announce it.
On August 9th?
Yeah, August 9th or 10th or something like that.
No, well, you can say it now. I don't even know if people understand what you're making
reference. It is a baseball bat.
The flip ball.
Custom made for Marcus Semien for the All-Star Game. There are only 15 of these bats made.
In existence. And we have one of them.
To give away in the noon o'clock hour on Monday, July 1st.
I'm assuming Semien has one of them.
Give it to me.
So we're down to 14.
That makes a lot of sense. By the way, Marcus Semien announced as a finalist at second base in AL voting for the All-Star Game.
Really?
And the person who's winning is too much of a coward to show up at the All-Star Game. So
I do think the great news is one, vote so he can get in. Two, if he doesn't win, he's still the starting second baseman.
Yes, exactly.
Because Altuve, you just watch. If there's any wagering, you can. If there's a wager on it, Altuve is going to have a slight ding in his knee or hamstring or something.
Can't go, yeah.
On Saturday or Sunday before the All-Star game.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
She said, list this.
What's happening, gentlemen?
Hi, Reggie.
Hello, Reginald.
Yo, this is Masterpiece of the Week, a segment in which we revisit some of the funny, stupid, or odd things that have been said on this program.
Never.
All the time. You'd be shocked.
I get to hear the segment.
Probably
usually,
appalled,
so.
In fact, actually.
I understand.
Yeah, let's just jump right into it with, I don't know where to start. Let's start with Kevin. There's not a better place than that. Where Kevin said this.
She banged Matthew Stafford's back up.
What?
That's what the story said.
Wow, bro.
Dang it. Oh, by the way, that was false. Many people ran with that, and that's what we were making commentary on.
You sounded really excited about it, though.
Hey, look, sometimes I'm happy for people when they can hook up.
Well, you weren't happy in this regard, Kevin.
No, I do not care about the hook to a girl.
That's the winner so far. I'm voting for number two.
Number
two beats number one so far.
She's everywhere, and people are like, oh, she got fired as a teacher. And then you're like, that was a fake story.
Yeah, nobody can figure out.
Blah, blah, blah.
Are you surprised, though, that she isn't trying to monetize this at the moment?
Yeah.
Capitalize on it?
She was.
I'm sure her dad's really proud of her.
Nobody can find her, dude.
Oh, I thought she was selling a whole bunch of merchandise.
I've heard
maybe
that
it's unauthorized
too,
and, yeah. Merchandise. I don't know.
So
good question.
Wild.
Yeah, that's all fine and good. I just want y'all to really, you know, hone in on the way that he said this.
The hook to a girl.
You really got into that.
Yeah, you
one.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah, man.
That was nasty. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like the way that made me feel.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Do you spit a lot?
Not like that.
Wow. Okay.
It sounds like he knows how to do it.
You're a baseball player. Don't you spit the most?
I used to. I don't spit that much anymore.
I see soccer players
on the baseball field, though. I don't know. It just feels natural.
Spitting and adjusting your cup.
Did you spit a lot as a football player or... Nope. Do you feel different spitting on turf?
Because in football, I mean, in my mind, you're trying to keep everything in. You have your mouthpiece and everything, and you're trying to keep all the fluids in, you know? Because you're dehydrated quick from those
spitting
pads.
Spitting is going to dehydrate.
I don't know. Your mouth gets dry.
Hey, that's what Dune would tell you.
I need
you.
A dry mouth.
All right.
Back to you, Reggie.
Thank you. We turn to Mike Bassett Jr., who... I don't even know how to set any of this up. It's just, you know, you listen to the show. Things happen.
If you screw around and you're up 1-0, never mind. That was my fault for going down.
That was a joke for 3 years.
I hate this show. All right.
I'm a wanker.
All right.
Can we finish this story first and then you can wanker away?
It felt over.
What? Don't do that here.
Didn't it feel over?
It felt like
because you two jackholes are like, hey, you know what? Right. What about football?
Don't forget,
continue your wanker.
That was a lot of chaos.
Yeah, you're only halfway through. I think of that.
I know you're like your attention to detail about whether the segment's over, whether somebody else is in the middle of a story can be amazing. And
I'm a wanker. Yeah, I just wanted you to...
The admission was
I thought
amazing.
We were done, but if not, then I'm just telling you, hurry up and get to your point.
So that he can get to his wanker story. Yeah.
Thanks.
And sometimes what Mike has to say is important and groundbreaking. Honestly, cuts really far against the grain, like what he said here.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a recent quarterback. Patrick Mahomes isn't great, but a recent quarterback...
Oh.
Oh, wow, Mike.
I know the context.
What? Next year, though, during football season, every time Patrick Mahomes does something, just drop that Patrick Mahomes isn't great line.
he was so good that I couldn't use him in the context of where I was going. I forget, but I remember
You said in the clip you'll remember the context.
The context that I remember is don't use him because he's too good to use in this scenario.
Okay.
Or scenario.
Thanks, Mike.
What is there a whole like group of people out there that get mad when you say scenario that way? Or is there a...
Probably. Okay. There's,
I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, there's so many groups.
Okay.
There are a lot of groups.
That's true.
That is technically correct.
How many groups do you think there are?
Too many to count.
Yeah, millions. Infinity.
Yeah. And you know what? If you wanted to count them, what Mike said here would be very helpful in that regard.
Taco Charlton also just won the UFL championship with the Birmingham.
That had to be Carter.
He doesn't have enough fingers for all the rings. Jeez, get that guy more fingers.
So stupid. I remember that at the time. Get that guy more fingers.
It's going to be tough against your Hawk Tua thing. Those are the leading candidates right now. Fingers and Hawk Tua.
Holy crap.
Maybe we can get you another candidate here as we continue Masterpiece of the Week, where Kevin and Corey, or not Corey, actually. Corey, you've stayed conspicuously out of the fray here. But what? Kevin and Mike, I don't know. I don't make the rules here. Kevin and Mike agreed on something magical, I might say.
But and it was a magical dump, right?
It was magical.
Hold on.
I'm confused on that one.
I don't remember.
Wow.
Can we play it again?
Yeah.
I went to Rosenblatt Stadium, which was a dump.
Yeah. But and it was I played a there magical in dump, right?
It was magical.
That's how I feel about Wrigley Field. I was like, people are like, oh, that one's the best. And I was like, once you sit in your seat, it's the best.
And you shouldn't sit in the seats and then do dumps, dude. That,
no,
that's crazy.
I'm just saying when you navigate the different places, you might be like, this place is not that great. But once you...
Have you ever walked out of the bathroom, though, and been like,
that was a special
magical?
One.
A million percent.
That was
percent.
A good one.
And I challenge, I say every human in the world has experienced that at least once.
From the 817, shout out to all the children listening, because they said, my five-year-old just said, you can't get people more fingers.
There you
that
go.
That is right, child. That's not how anatomy works. I'm proud of you.
Was that a sarcastic
I think reptiles
thing,
can, though.
Tell me more about
some
that,
of them
Mike.
Can. I don't know if fingers necessarily. Like, yeah. Definitely, like, tails at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes reptiles have things that regrow.
Axolotls are really special in that way.
What did you just say?
Axolotls.
What the hell is
that's
that?
That's an animal.
Look it up, bro. You're going to hate it.
Axolotl. And finally.
Oh, wait. All
right, last one. Let's listen.
Oh, we won't.
Closely.
Mike. Oh, Bassick. Says things.
We can party for a week and shut down all businesses?
Yeah. Well, we don't have to shut the businesses down. Businesses can thrive.
People that are at businesses have to party.
Well, but what if they want to make some money that week? Like, they can thrive while we're parading.
All right. I want to party.
He just wants to party.
I'm speaking for business people. I was being a business person.
Yeah. Mike is very pro-business. This is how we can prove it.
Yeah, you're demanding the business people work. I was saying they want to party.
I want to party.
I'm going to vote for Mike talking about Taco and all of the championships that he's won with his fingers.
Jeez, get that guy more fingers.
That's stupid.
I'm voting for Hawk Tua.
Yeah, I'm voting for Hawk Tua also. Yeah, Kevin crushed that one.
Yeah, because he like really said it.
No, I do not care about the Hawk Tua girl.
Man, dude, that was a
God,
lot.
God, he put a lot into that.
Yeah, really I didn't even know what you're talking about. And then you guys told me yesterday at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We showed you the video. It's just funny. Like, we're just having some fun with it.
What did you think about learning about what that meant?
Makes sense for our society today.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 972. Shout-out to my kids, Aubrey, Adrian, and Kennedy, who helped me celebrate my birthday by serving 48 meals to the homeless yesterday. Best gift ever, and y'all are the best. That is downright heartwarming. From the 214, can I get a shout-out? I still work with idiots and cracked beer because of it. Love y'all. That feels fair, and I get that. From the 817.
You don't drink, though, Kevin.
That is true. Sometimes, though.
You're always like, I do work with idiots.
Can I get a shout out to my beautiful wife, Jess? That's a great name. She lost her father this week, and she is being strong and needs some extra support. Jess, you got this. I'm very sorry for your loss. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the nosebleed seats. Gentlemen.
Wow.
How is you today?
We're good, Higgy. How the hell are you?
You look sharp.
Trying, man.
You look sharp dress-wise. He looks sharp with his
The haircut looks good. I know this is the first time you guys have got to see her,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I showed up and they were like looking at me like,
I follow you. I follow the station on social media.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw the video there.
I didn't see it two days ago.
I'm not going to lie. It took me a second when they go, who is this person? And I'm glad it said, hosting the afternoon show, or else I'd be like, I don't know.
Who is this person?
But then I was like, oh my gosh, he cut his hair. Now, the
and
Mavericks.
Took his glasses off.
That's true. That is, I'm proud of you for that. It's who helped you out with that?
That is courtesy of Brooks Eye Associates.
You love to hear it.
They are the number one LASIK procedure in all of North Texas.
I can see why.
Yeah, they're killing it, man.
They are.
Walchuk's seeing great. He's looking great. Walchuk's got a huge date tonight.
Big
don't
time.
You?
With
who's your date with
talk radio?
Kevin Kolb, our buddy over at Fox 4.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Gonna hop on there and just talk some sports with Kevin.
Are you gonna talk
he's gonna talk about our victory over Medicare.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's actually the number one question he's going to
have. We had that crosstalk already today.
Yeah.
So my question for you
handicaps. I'm excited for all the conversation.
My question for you here is, how have you felt about the Mavs last 24 hours, whether it be Melvin Ejinsa picking up and making the move in the second round, or the trade that they made offloading Tim Hardaway Jr., picking up Quentin Grimes and clearing the way for potentially Derek Jones Jr., or we've heard the buzz about their interest in Klay Thompson?
I mean, I think the THJ trade was fantastic. We were all waiting for that to happen. Thank goodness. And then Quentin Grimes sounds like a nice piece, right? A 3
sure.
and D type of player.
The and corner, significantly younger.
And the elite corner threes that you brought up from your buddy, Mike. I mean, that's got to make all Maverick fans excited.
Yeah, because we don't know too much about Quentin Grimes, but a guy who's watched him play every game of his NBA career gives you the positive side of what he can do. He gave you the negative side. He's not much of a driver. He can't finish at all and never even looks to finish. So he's going to be very limited if they do close out on him, but a really good defensive player, nails the corner three-pointer, something you can use. And for $4.2 million, that's a heck of a player.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, this is fantastic. Cheap. Now I'm wondering about the the Klay Thompson thing. Is that something?
Yeah, so the line of thinking goes like this. You made the trade, obviously, to get Grimes with picks I didn't even know we still had.
All those second-rounders?
Yeah, but also put yourself in a position to have access to the full mid-level exception. And so the thought automatically was, there goes Derek Jones Jr. But depending on what the Klay Thompson market looks like, or if he would accept it, Mark Stein was saying the Mavericks were interested in that. And clearly, three-point shooting is something that, well, no team would hate, but like, it feels like you could still use it here with the Mavs. So I wonder what his market looks like. And if they look in that direction, they're like, I do want Derek Jones Jr. back, but we're going to sign Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I wonder about it as well, because I don't know the version of Klay Thompson. Is he worth what I believe he's at least certainly trying to get? And I feel like a team like the Orlando Magic or somebody like that that we've seen, or even Denver, apparently, if they lose out on Caldwell Pope, is going to be a team that's interested in Klay Thompson. So
I would be surprised if they let Caldwell Pope like actually go out the door, but I understand.
Wasn't that another player linked to the Mavs? And
yeah,
they said they don't want to trade him to the Mavs because for obvious reasons, the Mavs just won the West. I mean, that's a direct competitor that's going to ruin your chances of trying to win the finals.
Well, he's a free agent, and I guess reading stuff, their owner's like, we're not going to the second apron. We're just not doing it.
So this would be a signing trade for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Is how I guess they'd have to pull that off.
I guess Denver looks at it and they go, financially, we cannot go to the second apron.
Damn.
Okay, well, man, I guess they're like, man, I wish we would have made that trade of Jackson yesterday. Like, we did that specifically to get in position to keep KVP. But,
well, maybe they're still worried about the money on what he's going to get in the market. I think in today's market, he's 20 to 25 million a year. And I don't know. I have to look at where the second apron is and all that stuff to see if that fits for them.
There's just something to keep an eye on for the Warriors. They push back their guaranteed deadline with Chris Paul. So, you know, we talked about the Dante Exum money being picked up today by the Mavs. Chris Paul had a $30 million guarantee, but they've pushed it back, supposedly exploring a trade. I feel like they've probably been exploring that trade for a little bit now.
Deadlines make deals, man. Sometimes you got to move the deadline to make the deal.
It's true.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Move the deadline to make
the deal. This is our deadline now.
Do you think that works in football too?
I wish it did.
It doesn't feel like it works.
I wish we could just move deadline
day to
like today.
I don't think it works.
Yeah. What do you guys got coming up today on the program? And I've seen multiple people send this in today, so I do want to give a shout out to, today is Paul Bunyan Day.
Yes.
It's not one person. Numerous people have asked why we're not doing Paul Bunyan Day today.
The creator of the Grand Canyon.
Maybe.
You should have done a combo platter.
We did a combo platter for Food Truck Day.
With Paul Bunyan, though.
The British are coming.
Nope.
That is Paul Revere.
I don't know why he invented those things that end up on your feet.
No,
like, that's
just a bunion.
It's the worst invention of all time, and he doesn't deserve the credit he gets.
Him and Peter and Mary.
No, the bunions are actually terrible. That's why Brian's not here.
What do you guys have coming up on the program today?
He's talking about the Beatles.
No, he was talking about Paul
Bunyan.
Peter, Paul, and Mary is what he was going for.
That's right.
It was Paul's Bunyan.
Oh my God.
We were about to get to.
If this is what you're bringing on the show,
terrible chips.
It's going to be good. Like, what else do you have on the show?
It's a short show.
It's not this.
Was that Funyuns?
Pure gold as always, Higgy. Thank you so much for asking. We'll have Eric Nadel at 4:20. Bobby Carell will talk all things Mavs at 4.
Ooh, we're going to be talking Bunyans with the Hall of Famer.
There you go.
I think he might have had a bunion once.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man. Most people don't go through
maybe
life
two.
Definitely. One bunion.
I've never
definitely
had a bunion.
A topic you want to dive into.
Hey, what's up with the bunions, Eric?
All right. We'll roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Or honestly, if you got some other stuff to do and you can't make it today, I get it. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. I'm just kidding.
Listen to these guys.
Make your way back
Bleep
with us
you,
on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say go get Rangers, Kevin.
Oh, go get Rangers. But
man,
it was
I played
a magical dump, right?
It was magical.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.